This is Radio Freedom, the voice of the African National Congress, South Africa's time-tested revolutionary movement, born of the people into the front line, to spearhead the people's struggle for the seizure of power from the oppressors, a product of the battles of the African continent for liberation.
Comrades and fellow countrymen, here is a message of this year from the ANC president, Comrade Oliver Tambo.
In the name of the National Executive Committee of the ANC, I declare the year of the women and charge the entire democratic and patriotic forces of our country with the task of joining in the effort to mobilize our women to unite in struggle for people's power. In our beleaguered country, the woman's place is in the battlefront of struggle. It will be our special task this year to organize and mobilize our women folk into a powerful, united, and active force for revolutionary change. The task falls on men and women alike. All of us together, as comrades in struggle, we wish to stress the need at the present hour for the emergence on the political scene of a women's movement that is politically and organizationally united. Our struggle needs and demands this potentially mighty force. Our struggle would be less than powerful, and our national and social emancipation could never be complete if we continue to treat the women of our country as dependent minors and objects of one form of exploitation or another. Certainly, no longer should it be that a woman's place is in the kitchen. To all true patriots of our country, we extend best wishes for success in our common struggle during this, the year of the women. Mobilize and march forward to people's power.
A very good evening to you all, friends and comrades. You are now tuned to Radio Freedom, the voice of the African National Congress and the People's Army, Umkhonto weSizwe. We are on the air daily broadcasting from the studios of the External Service of Radio Zambia in Lusaka on shortwave 31 meter band, frequency 9505 kHz, from 7 to 7.45 p.m. your time in South Africa. This evening of the 27th of December, in the historic year of the South African women, Radio Freedom, your voice of liberation, will present with a program of news, which will be followed by our Thursday current affairs program. After that, our program shall continue in the Zulu language.
Now In our program tonight, we shall present to you our commentaries under the title South Africa is in a State of War. The English commentary will be presented to you by Comrade Don Ngubeni. A kind of state of war is developing between the police and the people. This is an assertion of the South African Catholic bishops in a report that tabulates the crimes of the South African fascist police. The 38-page report categorically states that, quote, the overwhelming impression created by the affidavits as a whole is that the police behavior in the townships resembled that of an occupying foreign army controlling enemy territory by force without regard for the civilian population, and it appears without regard for law, close quote. Some of the incidents quoted by the report are blood-chilling. Such are the atrocities committed by the fascist police that Hitler must be rubbing his hands with glee in his grave. The incidents include the point-blank range shooting of one young man and the rape of some young girls by the police. A typical example of police brutality during the upheavals in South Africa is given in the report. Referring to it as one of the most serious incidents, it goes on to say, we quote, a policeman approached a group of black detainees in a van in Sibukeng on September 28th and angrily demanded his jacket, which the youths said they did not have. The policeman pointed his gun at Jacob Muleleki and shot him in the forehead at point-blank range. Muleleki died and his companions were made to wash the blood from the truck, close quote. In another incident, two girls of 15 and 16 were raped 3 times by white policemen. And in one Pretoria township, a female student was beaten with a baton and shambok by a policeman. The report says, quote again, she was bleeding profusely from the mouth, and the policeman told her to sit in a dirty puddle and wash herself, close quote. During the incident, the policeman was laughing and he beat her again. The report charges the police with indiscriminate use of firearms, beatings, assaults on mine workers, damaging property, the indiscriminate or reckless use of tear gas, and looting. The upheavals and demonstrations, which began in early September, have now claimed more than 170 lives. The report is indeed an eye-opener for the international community about the criminal behavior of the fascist police in South Africa. The people of Europe and the world at large breathed a deep sigh of relief when Hitlerite fascism was defeated in Europe by the Allied forces. They prayed that never again should mankind ever experience such inhumanity and cruelty. Little did they realize that even at that moment in time, fascism was rearing its ugly head in the southern tip of Africa. The experiences of the black people in South Africa under the apartheid regime are the same as those of the people in occupied countries of Europe. It is indeed ironical that the governments of the West, who joined forces in the struggle against Hitlerite fascism, are the same countries which today are supporting apartheid, militarily, economically, and politically. They are the ones who are counseling our people to be patient and give Botha and his murderers hold the chance. They are the ones who are using their veto in the United Nations to protect apartheid from international sanctions. They are the ones who invited and received Botha on his mission to sell apartheid. One cannot help but wonder whether this does not in itself smack of racism. They did not invite Hitler. They did not counsel negotiation with Hitler because their people, white, were dying. They took up arms and fought. In South Africa, black people are dying in their thousands. They are being exterminated by methods which have been used by Hitler and have been perfected by apartheid. And yet, they continue to engage in so-called constructive engagement with Botha. We shall not forget that the guns and bullets used to murder our people come from the Western countries. The planes used to invade neighboring countries are supplied by them, the tear gas, the technology, and the chemicals. Our country will be free, with or without the support that Botha enjoys from the Western imperialist countries. And then they will have to contend with the aggrieved people of South Africa. We shall never forget, never. For us, the people of South Africa, our course of action is very clear. We must fight back. The path of compromise that has been taken by the traitors and puppets is not open to us. The path of surrender and subservience is also not open. It is foreign to us. There is only one path and one path only. It is the path of relentless struggle. It is the path of sacrifice. It is the path of war and glory. What is today happening in South Africa has been happening throughout the years. We have been murdered in cold blood by Pretoria's police thugs. Our children have died of malnutrition in the Bantustans while food was being destroyed to maintain high prices. The wealth of our country has gone to make a minority white population as well as foreigners to regard our country as one of milk and honey while we starved and died. They have murdered us in numerous ways, not only just physically but even spiritually, through their inferior education. It is a measure of the resilience of our people, their refusal to surrender, that even today the battles are raging in our country. The war of liberation continues, and it is intensifying with each passing day. The time has come for us to acquire weapons and to pay the white minority regime back in its own coin. We cannot die alone. We cannot bury alone. Pretoria has carried its murderous campaign to extremes. We must now respond to the reactionary violence of the enemy with our own revolutionary violence. The weapons are there in white houses. Each white house has a gun or two hidden somewhere for use against us. Our mothers work in their kitchens. We work in their gardens. Let us deliberately go out to look for these weapons in these houses. It is now a matter of life and death. Let us find these weapons for use against the enemy. There are gun shops in the cities where weapons are being sold. Naturally, they have elaborate security systems. But again here, some of our people are working there. Study the security system with the aim of neutralizing it for purposes of a night raid to get the weapons. The lone policeman must be made a target. He must be destroyed so that we can get his weapon. The isolated police station in the outlying areas. These are all places where there are chances that we can get weapons. Even if we get one gun for a start, with it, we shall be able to get more. We must learn the tactics of fighting, how to attack and retreat without endangering ourselves. We must learn to lay ambushes for the armored personnel carriers and police cars that patrol our locations. We must learn to make homemade bombs, which are lethal. The factories are also a target for sabotage. Forward to victory in our lifetime. Amandla ngawethu, matla kya rona, all power to the people.
Kondo, we're a season, only time and a call, we're Africa. Dear sisters, daughters and comrades, our struggle in this year of the women suffered some remarkable setbacks. The apartheid regime went out of its way to harass severely the neighboring African countries that shares its borders and even beyond them, killing many innocent lives, maiming others, and destroying and causing a lot of damage to their economic achievements. It has tricked Mozambique into signing the so-called non-aggression pact, the Inkomati, and thus temporarily won our ally to its side. The trick that culminated in these unfortunate encounters of our people being captured by the enemy and taken to South Africa in Swaziland, and the subsequent removal of large numbers of our people from Swaziland and Mozambique. All these were maneuvers by the enemy to divide the people of Southern Africa. Let us keep our heads up and not lose sight of who, in fact, the enemy is. We should at this stage mention that the unwavering support given to the liberation struggle by the frontline states during this period was solidarity in its true perspective and solidarity that came at the right time. The frontline states came out more united than ever before and called for no more Komatis. With the coming back to power of Ronald Reagan of the United States of America, the warmongering regime in South Africa is sure of even more support in its aggression against the neighboring states. Our young students have come out in their thousands in demand for a better education and proper representation. Some schools, which have been on boycott since early this year, are still empty to date. Most of them are closed. The Indian and colored community in our country have shown their strong rejection to apartheid by boycotting the so-called tri-racial elections. The workers have very successfully used their economic weapon to show how much power lies in their hands. Umkhonto weSizwe, the People's Army, has continued right through the year to strike at the enemy in defense of the people's demands. This year saw uprisings and demonstrations against high rent and increase of bus and other transport fares. All these are an expression of what our president described as a combination of political and armed struggle. As usual, more repression ensued. The regime came out in its military force using live bullets against unarmed people, both young and old. Many have lost their lives throughout the country. This brings us to the end of today's edition of Dawn Breaks, the revolutionary voice of the African National Congress Women's Section, coming to you every Thursday evening at 9:30 South African time. We broadcast from the external service of Radio Zambia, Lusaka, on shortwave 31 meter bands, 9505 kilohertz. Until next week, Thursday, this is Tintswalo Mageza on behalf of the ANC Women's Section saying good night. The struggle continues, victory is certain.